Hey, Julie. Oh, yeah, we should start out with the traditional starting Chuck Chat Freestyle for August 17, 2000, whatever it is, 12. Mm-hmm. Dog Days of Podcasting episode 7. So now we've consumed 15 seconds. So we had a fun day today, didn't we?
Busy day.
Busy day. What did we do?
Well, we built a trebuchet.
A trebuchet. What, for our listeners who may not know, what is a trebuchet?
It's sort of like a catapult in that it flings things, but it uses gravity to do the flinging instead of torsion like a traditional catapult. It also has a sling that, on a string that flings, and yes.
So if you've ever seen the show Punkin' Chunkin', that's a trebuchet. A lot of them are using that. So counterweight comes down, boom goes up, flings and slings things out into the open. And we didn't have very good success at first, did we?
Not with our sling, no.
No, the sling wouldn't release, and things were flinging and flailing all over the place. We stood way back and let Uncle Matt do the dangerous job.
And, he had a helmet.
Yeah, we put a helmet on him to make sure that he was okay. Then we eventually did get it going, and the thing that flew the furthest was
a golf ball.
A golf ball. So it went, a couple hundred feet, I would think, looking back there. So that was fun. What else did we do?
We went to the airport to pick up Auntie Terry.
Auntie Terry came in from Wyoming. She had, a 16-hour...
14-hour
flight.
Oh,
my goodness. She left at 6 a.m. Wyoming time.
And she had a layover and everything, too.
Yeah, there were at least a couple layovers, because there's no direct flight from middle of nowhere Wyoming to here, Alpena, Michigan. So it was little puddle hopper flight. She drove to Casper, I believe, which is 3 hours from her house. Oof. And then puddle hopped to Denver, then into Detroit, then up to Alpena on another puddle hopper. So that was quite the trip for her. And how did we greet her at the airport?
We had everybody there. We caravaned over, and we had a sign that said, welcome, Aunt Terry. We missed you.
I wanted to put congratulations on making parole, but that didn't go over so well. We left that off the side.
That was Uncle Joe's vote.
There were four vehicles. We had about 20 people in all of these vehicles, and it was quite the adventure, and we thought it was going to be a slow day. But we have more planned for tomorrow. What's on the docket for tomorrow?
We're going to run out of time.
No, we're not. We're fine. Okay, keep going. Okay. I'm watching.
For tomorrow, we have an air show, and Will's coming over to meet everybody.
Will? Your Will?
My boyfriend.
Dun, dun, dun. And some of us may not be going to the air show. We might be going to
the
glass bottom shipwreck boat thing. Yeah.
That would be worthwhile, too.
That would be worthwhile. Okay, you see what Will wants to do. What time is he coming?
8 a.m.
Wow, bright and early.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to wrap this up, so we'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.